and it's Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap. Now, this should have been the pre-match warm-up to Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, but we all know the reasons why that game doesn't go ahead. But we wanted to keep the room, and we wanted to keep the room to have an in-depth discussion about Liverpool's midfield. Not only what it looks like now, although we will touch on that, but also some of the key decisions that have brought us to this point in the recent past. And then we want to have a little look about what Liverpool might need to do in the upcoming transfer windows to ensure that midfield remains at the peak of its powers. To help me do all that, I've got Andy Heaton, Mo Stewart and Dan Austin. And Dan, my first question to you is twofold, really. As you're heading to Craven Cottage on August the 6th, mm-hmm. are you happy with Liverpool's array of midfield options? And then, only 6 weeks on, as we are now in the middle of September, are you still of the same thought?
I was fine with it at the time. I would always like them to have like one more player in each position, because you'd always like a different kind of player, or just another one in case there are injuries or whatever. But Liverpool started that day with Fabinho, Jordan Henderson and Thiago Alcantara, who in very different ways are all brilliant players and have been brilliant for Liverpool for quite a long time. So I had no major concerns about it. I always want another forward. Liverpool could have 12 forwards and I was always like, can you buy another one, please? Because I'm always most bothered about the ones that are asked to kick the ball in the net more than anything. But I was okay with it. And then, you know, I understood why people over the course of the summer were kind of arguing about it and that kind of thing. But the way I always consider Liverpool and buying players now is about whether they can get one that's like, he is absolutely incredible and that's why they've bought him. Mm-hmm. So I remember really wanting them to just buy a centre-half, for example, when they only had Lovren, Clavan and Matip, it would have been at the time, and Matip was not necessarily known as a common absentee as much back then, but it was definitely still the case. And in the end, they waited 6 months and got the absolute perfect player that every one of us adores. So I was kind of proven wrong on that score. So ever since then, I've just been sort of, they know what they're doing. If they feel they've got enough, then I'm sure they're about right. So when it was clear that they wanted Tchouaméni and then they were just happy to leave it, I wasn't sort of going, well, they clearly wanted someone, so they should get someone. I had seen Tchouaméni play a bit because I watched the French league from time to time. And I cased Neil about him for about 2 years, basically saying, there's this lad, he's from Monaco, and they should buy him. And I always remember Cesc Fabregas always used to talk about him whenever he could. Cesc Fabregas would be asked, like, how do you think you're going to get on at Saturday? And he'd be going, there's this lad playing for us, right? And he was just going about how good he was.